na 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 na. For a bottle of Molson Ale, I pop the top off with my teeth. Makes it taste better
weird
that way. I'm a fun
Wait,
girl.
I heard
why
something.
Can't I keep a guy?
There
why
it is.
Ask
okay.
Why? Well, it's getting late. I wouldn't want to miss the only real pleasure I get out of life. Where is that can of kerosene? You know, some people wait for things to happen. Not me. Damn, why do I have to be so responsible? I guess I'm just that kind of girl. Sensitive, you know? Kicking a sleeping cat out of my way, I embark on my most favorite pastime. I'm going to burn that photo mat right down to the ground. It's the little things in life that really make me happy. Who knows? Maybe tonight I'll get lucky. Meet some guy. Get married. Have kids. Settle down. Nah. Why spoil a good thing?
All right, Betty Jo, that was weird. I don't know. Blog Talk Radio just disappeared. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Movie Addict Headquarters with Betty Jo, featuring some of the finest interviews you'll hear on the radio. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 on Blog Talk Radio. Right, okay. Let's see. Oh, what will be, right?
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera? Whatever he is gonna be, it's gonna be, oh, you know it's gonna be. Well, the future's not ours to see. Just say que sera, que sera. Oh, just say oh, que sera. Then I grew up and I fell in love, and I asked my sweetheart what lies ahead. Will we have rainbows today? Is what my sweetheart said. Today, Sarah. Said que sera. Oh, ow.
Okay, can you hear the sounds of summer out there? All right, going right along here. Trying to multitask as usual. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. I'm trying to find your email. I get so many emails in the course of the day. Anyway, Betty Jo, okay, it's All Star Extravaganza this Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Some favorite interview clips and performances of the past 12 years. Okay, including Tony Curtis, Rita Moreno, Madeline Kahn, Robert Osborne, Debbie Reynolds, Gene Kelly, Marilyn Monroe, Julie Andrews, and Dick Van Dyke. Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. All right, check that out on Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Let me find what Gail is reading. A first-time British author, Melanie Cantor, highly recommends this book, Death and Other Happy Endings. It's published in the U.S. by Pamela Dorman Books at Viking. Death and Other Happy Endings by Melanie Cantor. So you want to check that out, everybody. Check it out. Okay, that sounds very interesting. Okay, I'm looking for something to play here so I can multitask while tuning in with Gail and Betty Jo hanging in the chat room. Well, I'm hanging in the chat room. I see Betty Jo's online. But let's find something fun. What's something fun here? My computer's running slow today. Okay. Oh, Fanny Flagg. Fanny Flagg, who wrote Fried Green Tomatoes, for those of you who don't know, was a great comedian as well. And I don't know if she's still around. Anyway, very funny lady on top of it. And she was the original, like, spoofer of all times. Let's do a little Fanny Flagg sings. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. Thank you very much. On our very first show, we were paid a visit by a very funny young lady. And she was so impressed with Nashville and its music that she's back tonight making her singing debut. Won't you please welcome Miss Fanny Flagg.
Ladies and gentlemen, before I start, first of all, I would like to say how grateful I am to my dear friend, Mr. Johnny Cash, for allowing me to make my singing debut on his show tonight. And I want to say how flattered I am to be among the company of such wonderful singers as Lulu, Mr. John Hartford, and of course, Mr. Chet Atkins. Oh, I am a recent graduate of the Sylacauga Academy for the Musically Retarded, and I have chosen to sing for you tonight a torch song. And I suppose I chose a torch song to sing to you at the suggestion of Mr. Johnny Cash, who says that I sing rather sadly. The hollyhocks. And then he put us all around me in a bed of morning glories. But then came the afternoon when he kissed me in the iris. Of all was when he asked me to become his bride. We were standing right in the middle of his prized sunflowers. Oh, I'll never forget our wedding. I carried a bouquet of 57 of his prized sunflowers as a symbol of our love. Oh, I'll never forget the little bridesmaid who caught my bouquet. I understand she's still in traction, poor dear. Oh, our marriage was wonderful. Other women would get diamonds and furs. I always got sunflowers. He was sentimental that way. But then one day I noticed a change in Earl's appearance. He didn't appear for weeks at a time. He told me he had a sick Daisy. Then I saw Daisy. And now, when I think of all the promises he made, and I see my sunflowers begin to fade, I wish he'd given me a lovely bunch of forget-me-nots. For now, my sunflowers are beginning to rot. You've changed. You're not the angel I once knew. No need to tell me that we're through. It's all over.
What else have we got going on here? She's very funny. I wish I could find her album. It's a collector's item, I think, now, but it's hilarious. You can go online and find some YouTubes of her if you want to check her out. Very funny lady ahead of her time. All right. Let's see. What else do we have that we can have fun with? Here, Lala Marathon.
Okay, all right, Lala. Check her out. She's on YouTube.
Handsome audience. I applaud you. Very, very pretty. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. One's my husband. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French, because I'm crazy. I love it, Cindy. You're all so cute. I could eat you up with an escargot fork, but I won't. Hello. My name is Piaf. Rice Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. Alors, mes amis, we're French. We have a sense of humor. We have to, because we're French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, never wanted to. What is she to do? Can't help it. I can't. I'm crazy. I'm crazy. But you know what? Therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. When I was in therapy, oh no, not you, Nancy. When I was in therapy, I really felt for all the money I was paying that I should be leaving with something each time. So I stole her pens, then her tissues, then her computer, but that was going too far. I couldn't go back again. And that's bad. You know what? Let me tell you something else about me. It was not easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. I said, oh my God, that's so my life. How did they know? My mother was from Mayagüez, Puerto Rico, land of hurricane, sugarcane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying, because she would turn to me and just go, listen, mira. No me da pena ahora. I don't have time for this carajo. Tú sabes what I'm saying, so don't. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Before her time. She had all these mom Puerto Rican wisdom. She used to do cliches, if you will, or cliches. She used to go, mira, Nancy, listen to these cliches. It's going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh, my head. All right, she didn't give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, me not asking. A man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man-child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I want to be there to answer his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and goes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked into his honest little eyes and I said, Honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka.
I didn't want him to be terribly misinformed like I was growing up. When I was little, I had really curly hair. My mom would brush it, and I'd go, ow, ow. And she goes, where's your lady? If Julie not hurt, how do you expect to have a baby? And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So, with that in mind, I did a little research, and I found this little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. Feel free to take notes if you want, okay? Everybody give me a hum. 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 There was a young sperm from the land of testes near the Isle of Scrotum. Who, like a million other lads, swam around in boredom. A searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land. Instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hun, the hun, the stroking of a hun. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. He had only one X, G, and X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin, and that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. You guys are fantastic! You are the first chorus audience that ever did that for me. Yay! Yay for you! Yeah, you, because I like the looks of you. What's your name, sir?
Greg.
Greg? What do you do for a living, Greg?
I own a software company.
You own a software company. Oh, that's very good. Do you have any hobbies, Greg?
Playing with my son.
Playing? I thought he was going to say something else. Playing with his son?
Playing with my son.
Yeah, playing with your son. And you own a, Greg, you own a hardware company. Like that hobby, playing with your son. What's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Italian food. Good call, Greg. Greg. What a coincidence. I think I wrote a song about your life, and it goes like this. Hit it if you can. Let's see. Is he in the booth? Here we go. Anything I said about Greg? He's not there. All right, Greg, tell me more about yourself. It was a cue. I guess it's not. So, Greg, if you like it, there we go. Now you hit it. Now I got to do my dance. Ready? Just for you. Drive for you. You're real cute. You're real swell. He's not the kind to remove a floppy disk and tell. No! Oh, Greggy, you're really, really cute. I like how you almost made that into kind of, sort of a soup. Oh, Greg, baby, you're really, really fine. I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish I could make you mine, but she's very nice. So I guess you stay married, whatever the price. Yeah! Oh, Greggy, come on, let's go. I got a computer and some bits and buzzwords I think you might know. Oh, Greg, sweetie, what is a girl to do? You sat in the front, what did you expect we were going to pick on you? Oh, I am Nancy Lombardo, and you guys are just, I love you, man.
Here comes Fallon. Here she comes. Now, I'd like to remember some things about Fallon, but I completely forgot. Oh, my buddy. I love her. I love her.
Hey, all right. So we're winding down. Thank you for tuning in to What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. And don't forget, my CDs are available for download on CD Baby. Thank you, Gail, and thank you, Betty Jo, for tuning in today. All right, this is What's the Buzz New York with your hot, 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 hot host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in, and have a good day. Big kiss. Bye-bye.